This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Station.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Stand by for action.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What I do on this show doesn't matter. My legacy is cemented. I'm good with the listeners. They adore me. And what I say doesn't matter.
Jeff Lutz.
All you do is make it about you. During the show, I want to be available and accessible.
Excellent. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show, a Wednesday edition here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for the next couple of hours. Max Power here as well. He is the producer and engineer of the show. So we're trying to monitor the weather. We didn't get to play games last night. We're not sure about tonight. What help can you give me out of a Storm Team 12.
I don't know. The rain chances seem to have dissipated, or at least the schedule has pushed back a little bit. When I got on some weather apps this morning, said basically rain all day, and we see that it hasn't rained, and now it's showing that it may start around 6. But who knows?
It's telling me here 2:30. Here's what we have on the radar as we speak. We're like a rain sandwich here.
Right in the middle.
We got a piece of bread on the east, a piece of bread on the west, and we're right in the middle where there's no precipitation.
Not at the moment. At least we know not both of those can hit us.
So right now, Wichita in the clear. But look what's coming.
A lot of green. We'll see. I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. When I look
down here in Oklahoma, that often is the stuff that eventually gets to us. It's just saturated.
I don't know what to tell you.
Driving me nuts.
We'll see what happens.
It's driving me nuts.
It might fade away. It might strengthen. It might hit us. It might not. I expected you
to learn more about weather patterns in this time you've been at KWCA.
No, not really.
I thought you'd delve in.
Is Ross Jansen learning a lot about the digital product and what I do?
Well, probably.
No, not really. He does his job. I do mine, and we produce, and we go on our merry way and run like a well-oiled machine.
Well, when I was at the Eagle, I made an attempt to learn about everything.
No, you didn't.
Sure I did. Business, aviation,
Tell us one thing about aviation.
If you have a faulty wing, you're not going to get up in the air.
That's a good observation.
I learned that.
You didn't know that before?
From our aviation people.
Who are your aviation people back in the day?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. For many, many, many years, even before I got there and then after I was there, there was a guy named Lou Townsend who covered aviation, and he kept these manila folders all over the place. He had them stacked to the ceiling, practically. I'll never forget where his desk was, right adjacent to the sports department at that time. And Lou Townsend it just felt like he knew everything there was to know about aviation.
That's a good beat guy.
And then Molly McMillan.
That's what I thought. I know she's doing stuff with aviation now. It wasn't.
At the time when I left, she is outstanding. And then there were several others in between those two. But those are the two I remember the most.
Absolutely. Two good ones.
You don't remember Lou Townsend.
And Mac.
You don't remember Lou Townsend.
Of course I do.
No,
all those manila folders he had, how could I forget that?
You were never there when Lou Townsend worked.
His folders were stuffed.
Name some other reporters from that era.
Bob Getz.
No. Bob and Lou probably did cross over. Name some others.
Russ Corbett.
That's easy. That's from sports.
Mal Elliott.
Well, sure, of course.
No, I'm doing a heck of a job.
Who else?
I don't know how many you need me to name.
Name three more.
I don't know. Three more? I don't even know. What era would this even
name
be?
Name a news reporter. 70s.
News reporter in the 70s. I can't.
That's too bad.
Can't name any. Was Rick Plumlee doing news at that time?
No. What about Frank Garofalo? What about...
Never heard of him.
What about Dick Dilsaver?
Who?
Dick Dilsaver. Legendary reporter in the Wichita Eagle annals of history.
I don't know how many dills...
These are people that had an influence.
I don't know how many dills he saved, but it wasn't enough.
Why are you making fun of him?
I'm not making fun of him.
You've not done one thing that Dick Dilsaver couldn't have done.
Believe me.
You understand that?
Believe me, I know.
You haven't done one thing to compare to him.
You couldn't have said it any better.
To compare to him. You're not even in the same conversation.
That's who?
You heard me. You're not even there. In 40 years, do you think somebody will mention you were at the KWCH at one time?
Maybe. Hard to say. Probably not.
Well, maybe. But
I'm okay with that.
What if they don't?
Then it won't matter.
Those things don't matter to you.
Nothing will matter. It'll be all over for everybody.
Why don't those things matter to you a little
bit?
Maybe
they will eventually, but as of now, they do not.
Where'd this come from? We started the cashless tolling on the turnpike. I got to get my K-Tag doesn't work. I got to figure some things out.
What do you mean your K-Tag doesn't work? Have you been paying for it?
Yeah, they take it from my license plate.
Well, then why doesn't it work?
I got to get out there and figure that out.
That's not what K-Tag is. K-Tag is something you put on your
windshield. Yeah, I know, but they read my license plate. My K-Tag's malfunctioned. And I got to figure that out.
So you don't pay?
Yeah, they take it from my license plate. They have, this is what they do.
Yeah, but that's not what is supposed to happen. You can't just go through and not pay.
Sure you can. Then they'll take it, they'll get with you. I've got an account.
Just go through and pay.
They take it out of my account.
That's awful. What a selfish act, a disgusting act that is.
I feel like I'm entitled a little bit.
Awful.
Why is it awful?
Because you don't have a K-Tag.
They don't mind.
I
said?
Why does the gate even go up for you?
You know what I said when I called? There's no gate anymore. You just drive through. I said, by the way, my K-Tag's malfunctioning. And they were pretty stern at first. Well, now, wait a minute, they said. We're going to need to correct that because we're not going to. And I said, well, I know. I understand. This is Bob Lutz, and I apologize.
Who?
This is Bob Lutz. And there immediately they said
the car guy
just drive through it
and we'll still charge you for it
if you want to. This was at a
probably
time,
double.
This was at a time when the gates did exist, and they said this is truth. Go ahead and knock them down if you need to.
How many gates did you knock over in your day?
That's how nice they were to me.
Well, that is nice that you would ruin their equipment and they'd be fine with it.
I appreciate the folks at KDOT for the work they do.
Isn't Tim Potter out at KDOT now or somewhere?
Well, I don't know where Tim is. Another fantastic former Eagle reporter.
Yeah.
I sat directly across the tile floor from him for several years.
What was his gig? Was he kind of a city?
He was a police, courts, crime.
Yeah, did it all.
That kind of guy. And, we appreciated those
people. I think it'd be fun to cover the courts. That's not really a thing or a beat anymore, but I think I would excel at that.
How so? You don't know a legal term from
Sure I do.
Give me a legal term and
habeas
tell me.
Habeas corpus.
What does it mean?
It's the writ.
What does it mean?
It's when you do the...
So you don't even know the basics.
Do you know what habeas...
Sure.
Tell us.
You get your corpse and you habeas it.
I don't know what that is. Corpus, not corpse.
It's short for corpse.
Corpus is short for corpse.
Yeah.
All right.
869-1240 is the phone number. It's the IHOP hotline. We've attempted, man, I've been working to try to get guests today, to try to figure out the rain, to try to do all kinds of things, and I've come up fairly empty. I've got a heck of a show lined up for Friday and Monday.
Sweet.
I mean, just a heck of a show.
Am I going to be here?
You're not included. I don't care if you're here.
Really?
I've got a heck of a show lined up.
Maybe I won't come then.
New inductee into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, Ron Nugent, will join us on Friday, as will University of Tennessee standout baseball player Dylan Dreiling.
Excellent.
All of that coming up on Friday's show.
Can you tell me why I did not receive a ballot this year?
They didn't do ballots.
What did they do?
They let their board vote. They're resituating the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. So no ballots. This was a board vote on the Hall of Fame inductees. Ron Nugent, former tremendous swimmer, one of the best ever in our state at Wichita East High School. He'll be on the show on Friday and Monday. We think we're going to get Lincoln Cure from Goodland High School, the 5-star tight end recruit for K-State.
Yeah, good for K-State, putting together a nice little team, a nice little group of Kansans, and we're all excited to watch the Wildcats play.
I put you on getting Lincoln Cure. And
he said for today or Friday, and we didn't get him today. We'll figure it out.
Friday doesn't look like it's going to work, but Monday looks like it'll work.
Good job.
And then we are efforting Nate Dreiling, another Dreiling.
They're not related, though, are they?
All those Drylings are related in some way. Nate Dreiling recently named the interim, now the head football coach at Utah State University from Hutchinson High School.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh State, he was... State champion, multi-time at Hutch, national champion at Pitt State.
Say what you want about me.
About you?
Say what you want about me. I'm going to work to get good guests.
Okay.
Now, today, fell flat on my face. Although we have Mike Furches coming up at 2:45. Mike's always fun.
Wonder if he's continued watching Shorzy.
I don't know. I haven't gone back to it.
Well, that's just not smart. And that's a bad decision, and I feel bad for you.
Haven't gone back to it, and not sure why.
I think you feel...
The first 10 minutes turned me off.
I think you feel like you are too sophisticated for that, but you're not.
I am a little.
You're not.
I am a little.
You need to understand.
If Duda likes it, and you like it.
Duda likes it, I like it, my wife loves it.
I'm a little step up
in
sophistication.
See, but that's what... You're missing out when you think that way.
No.
When you are not part of the joke and you're not in on it and you feel like you're above stuff that you're not above because it's a great show, it's hilarious, it's well written, it has heart, it's well acted. There's no flaws with that show, none.
Those of us with a little class.
You can say that, and you can go watch your hour-long shows on AMC,
yes,
and Turner Classic Movies.
I enjoy PBS.
Do all that.
I get wrapped up in a lot of English serials.
Man, if Shorzy, it's not an American show.
It's so fun to get you going.
Well, I mean, it's just getting me going. If your way to get me going is to sound unintelligent, then that's fine.
I just told you I watched English serials.
I don't care what that is.
What do you mean you don't know what it is?
I don't care what it is. See, if Shoresy's a Canadian show, can't get nominated for an Emmy, but I swear, the first Emmy it got nominated for, oh, I'm going to watch every episode in 12 minutes. That'd be you.
I may go back to it. I'm telling you, the kick I'm on right now, and this goes in phases. It always has. What I do right now when I'm sitting there without anything to watch, which happens more often in the summer, obviously, I go to YouTube. And the algorithms know exactly what would interest me.
Stuff
it's bizarre in that way, isn't it? And that's what I watch.
Oh, you frustrate me to no end.
So last night I watched a bunch of Jiminy Glick interviews.
Yeah, he's funny.
And the one he did with Melissa McCarthy. I just get a kick out of that stuff.
I don't like it as much when the guest plays it straight. I'm not as much of a fan. I like when they laugh and have a good time. And I know Melissa McCarthy was having a good time.
She was funny.
But I don't need you to play it straight.
She was funny straight.
No, I don't need you. I don't need it.
No, she was funny straight.
Laugh and enjoy it.
Nah.
This is a guy putting on a show for you, and you're going to sit there stone-faced. I don't like it.
I liked it. I liked the way she handled it.
No one is funnier than Martin Short. And
Melissa McCarthy's in that realm.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
And
yeah, have you ever seen that?
That was one of the least funny movies I've ever watched.
My goodness.
But Mr. Sophistication over here loves Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I did like it.
With a gross-out humor joke every 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's before I became erudite.
Well, now start watching.
Now series. I watch, as I said, British serials.
I don't care what you watch.
Yeah, shows about the Queen and...
What makes
the monarchy
British serials
the drama and the
different
accent.
Than American serials? Less sugar or
the accents? The you can't
those,
Jeff
those serials.
Please stop trying to keep up with me. When I'm out here running ahead of you, just lag in the back and throw.
Well, I know you used to be an American serials guy. We had a lot of Apple Jacks in the house and
see that's not funny.
Fruit Loops. Now you've gone over to
see, that's just not funny.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Trust me, it is.
It's not funny.
I'm not just going to throw something out there.
It's so sophomore.
If it's not funny.
It's so done. Oh, he said cereals, and I'm going to act like he's talking about breakfast food. What's this?
Well, that's
so
all you could
be
talking
Jacks
about.
So you had Apple Jacks when you were and nobody thinks that's funny. There's no way Max was back in the studio.
He's loved 4 or 5 things I've said in this segment.
Thinking this was that was.
I bet he's written them all down so we can recap it later.
I doubt it.
You never know.
Has there ever been a day where there's less to talk about in sports? How's that for just admitting something?
I don't know. LeBron re-upped with the Lakers. What a sucker!
Poor Bronny.
They did add 2 assistant coaches.
Yeah, Scotty Brooks and the former Portland,
Nate McMillan.
Why even have J.J. Redick?
I don't know.
What's his role?
I don't know.
What is J.J. Redick actually going to do for the Lakers?
Hard to say.
He's not going to run that team.
Well, he's a placeholder.
That thing is going to blow up so astoundingly that I'm going to get great satisfaction.
Aren't you getting kind of tired of LeBron?
I'm not getting necessarily. It's time for LeBron to move on. He's had a unbelievable career. He's held the Lakers hostage. They need to move on from him, but they don't have the willpower. They don't have the guts. Rob Pelinka, please. It's a travesty. And I wonder if my friend Alan Gales feels that way too.
I don't know.
Biggest Lakers fan. Didn't he call a show a week or two ago?
Yeah, what were we talking about then?
The Lakers.
I know, but what was it, Redick or Hurley or Dan Hurley or whoever?
Dan Hurley. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm just going to say it right now. I hope it blows up.
Well, it's not like it has gone smoothly thus far. They won the bubble championship and pretty much been on a slow downhill trend ever since.
They look like they just don't know what the heck they're trying to do. No direction, LeBron does a podcast with a guy and he becomes a coach. The first time J.J. Redick tries to insert his authority, that thing will go south. It's a disaster waiting to happen, and you heard it here first.
Thank you.
Forget your Kendrick Perkins and all those folks.
Is this a unique take? Is this an original?
I believe.
Don't a lot of people think that this is?
I believe you did hear it here first.
I don't think a lot of people feel like this is brilliant tacticians at work here for the Lakers.
Who are you talking about, me?
No, the people putting together the Lakers and pulling the strings and making the decisions.
Well, you used to be a Lakers fan. I think you'd have a little
30
more...
30 years ago.
I think you'd have a little more admiration. I thought you liked LeBron James.
Not anymore. I'm tired of him.
Well, it doesn't do anything to hurt anybody.
I'm just tired of him. And I'm not saying that I want him to retire. I'm looking forward to him being gone because he's great, and I appreciate his greatness, and the game will be lacking without him, but I'm just tired of him.
Hmm. You tired of Steph Curry?
No. Steph Curry doesn't make these power plays and feel like he runs the league and runs the franchise. LeBron, I mean, he's earned that right to some degree.
Well, he'd be fine if they won. They're not winning.
Here's Golden State getting Buddy Hield probably, and D'Anthony Melton.
Yesterday you trashed Buddy Hield.
No, I'm just saying they're not going after these superstars. They're trying to build a team
Buddy Hield couldn't have done anything.
Well, he's not a horrible replacement for Klay Thompson. They got somebody else.
They did. I mean, of course they got somebody else. Who is the somebody else?
I'm trying to figure that out.
It'd be nice if you had that information.
It would be nice.
Oh, it's the Anderson.
Kyle Anderson.
Kyle Anderson from the Timberwolves, who's correct. Okay. What'd he do last year?
He's a 3-and-D guy. He's 10 points a game type of player. And we'll fill a role.
6.4 points, 4.2 assists last year. Forward with playmaking ability. We'll see. That doesn't move the needle.
Not a lot. He can be a valuable player in some ways.
Oh, well. We'll come back and continue the conversation. I don't even remember what we talked about.
A lot of stuff.
The British cereals.
Yeah.
Is all I remember.
Never tasted any.
We will be back. We'll talk a little bit about baseball coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Can you believe we're coming up on 9 years doing this show?
Oh, those kind of things stopped having a lot of meaning to me.
Really?
Yep. I've done a lot of things for a lot of years.
We going to do anything for the 10th?
No. You show up in my basement, turn on the equipment.
You think we'll be on the air for the 10th anniversary?
I don't know. I think it's highly doubtful.
December 1, 2025?
I think it's highly doubtful.
Really? Highly doubtful?
I go through a lot of thoughts.
Well, stop.
What do you mean stop?
Just show up.
It's what I do.
Stop thinking about it.
I go through a lot of thoughts. When is the time? When's the right time?
Nobody cares. Just do whatever you want.
I care.
No, nobody else. Just do what you want.
My wife cares.
Do what you want to do.
People care.
No, they don't. There's no right time. There's no wrong time. There's only what you want, and that's all that matters.
So now you're insinuating that I take myself too seriously.
I don't know if that's what I'm insinuating necessarily.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
When you arrive, there's no time. Who cares?
No, there's a right and a wrong time.
No, there isn't.
Of course there is. There was a... Took me forever to decide that I was going to retire from the Eagle.
Yeah, but that's
but I read the writing on the wall.
That's you deciding, and that's there's no.
Well, I'll make that decision here too. Let me tell you this: when I go, you're gone.
No, I am not. I'm going to be the face.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm going to be the face of this station.
I'll tell you that
years
right now.
To come.
Well, the good because you got a face for this station.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Purely a face for radio.
No, I don't know about that.
But I'll just say that Tony and I have had, Tony Deusing, our program director, we've had many conversations about, he understands, as people get older, they start to think about things. So
I'll team up with somebody else.
We've talked at great length about, well, is there anyone Jeff could do the show with that could maybe keep it on the tracks? Is there anyone that you'd want, and the resounding flat answer is hell no. So that's what you got to deal with.
I'll find somebody. I got this bit of news today. I'm not sure how you'll feel about it.
What's it involve first?
This radio station.
Well, what am I? What'd they say about me?
Nothing. Why is it always got to be about you? Our cohorts over at Sports Daily are going to start streaming on the Channel 12 app and Channel 12 platform.
Really?
Yes.
Why aren't we?
I asked that question.
Do we get a... You know what? I like being the underdog. I like being the... we'll just throw them on at noon. And what time do we go on?
I don't know.
We'll throw them on at 2, and they'll make it work.
Well, I think one of the hosts...
And meanwhile, we'll put up a new tower for the morning people. We'll put them on... we'll try to get them on CNN at some point. That's okay. I like being the underdog.
Well, I think that was a one of the hosts of that program brought that to Channel 12 with a sponsorship. And I don't know the sponsorship, but I assume it has to do with one of the businesses his wife is a part of and his family is
I could go get a business.
Well, it's I thought about calling Tony and saying, hey, why don't you give us a sponsor? But I think we might have to be on video. I'm not sure where we do the show from. We don't need to be that polished.
I don't care about it. Do listeners care about that?
I don't know.
Will people tune into the KWCH app to watch a morning radio show?
Don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I know the world's changing. I get it. But I come down here, I put on a pair of headsets, I get us hooked in, I make sure my mic's hot. And I go to work.
Well, you know, I don't want to see...
I'm not going to be looking at the computer screen with a lovely smile on my face as I welcome the listeners. No, that's not how I'm made.
I don't know.
You want me to try it?
No, I do not.
Hello, listeners. We're happy to have you with us. It's a Wednesday, and I'm Bob Lou.
I don't think people are looking into a computer screen.
No, they are. There's a camera right here.
But I don't think that's how this. I don't think that's how it works.
They're going to get a camera crew.
I don't know what they're doing. They need to. Here's what they need to do. And Jacob, if you're listening, and Tommy, you need to be in a room together, so we can see some interaction. So we can see how you interact with each other.
Well, I don't know how they do the camera work then. That would involve a whole lot of camera work. You'd have to have two cameras in that situation.
Perhaps. Some kind of split screen or something. I don't know.
Go do the show at KWCH every day.
Who, me?
No, them.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, but
well,
I don't.
I'm not doing it at KWCH.
You're not?
No.
We go sit at the breaking news desk?
I don't want to drive. I've got it made.
It's an easy drive, 10, 12 minutes.
I've got it made right now.
Pop down 37th over to...
I'm sitting here in my basement. My beautiful little dog is sleeping in her bed beside me. I just feel good about where I am. Literally and figuratively.
Good. Kind of like the Don Henley song.
On at this moment in time, doing the show from my basement. I don't need a lot of cameras on me. I don't need a lot of KWCH people talking about my abilities.
Do you think Channel 12 will try to influence the direction of the show?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I doubt it. It's
I love
their
Channel
show.
12. That's my employer. I stand with Channel 12 and all of their decisions.
Well, there's no decision to make. If they wanted the show, they got the show. I'm happy just to be on here.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what our listeners think. I don't know if a bunch of them are thinking these guys need to get with the show here. We got this morning show doing all these videos, and we get to look at them, and
we get on TikTok.
I don't want to get on TikTok.
I think I'm going to do a TikTok next year.
Good. You know what?
Yeah, I know.
You and your new partner on
this
show.
No, not a radio TikTok.
What do you mean you're going to do TikTok next year?
I'm going to, for the minor league baseball season, I'm going to go.
Well, there's another one.
I'm going to go interview.
Here's what I'm going to. Jeff.
I'm going to go interview prospects. And
ladies
put it on
and
TikTok.
Gentlemen, here's Jeff. I'm going to lose. with more I'm gonna's than anybody
who's
ever lived.
There's a lot of good ideas in this brain, man.
But none of them ever go anywhere.
Some of them do.
No, they don't.
I've been on the show for a long time.
They crash and burn. The only reason you're on the show for a long time is because I am.
I've been official score and music guy at Riverfront Stadium for a while. That was just a kind of, I'm going to do that, and I did it. I've done most of the things I said I'm going to do. I just haven't done them all long term. But I've at least produced some body of work that people can point to. And I think I'm going to go do the prospect files on TikTok.
Really? That's what you're going to do?
Yeah.
There's not enough people doing shows about prospects. Is that what you're...
I don't know what the TikTok thing is like.
Is that what you're trying to
tell
me?
You go ask them. You can get a lot of content out of a short interview. Because these TikToks are short. And I'll have my daughter show me how to use it. And it'll be great. Look for that in 2025, folks.
I doubt that ever
comes. The prospect files.
I doubt that ever comes to fruition.
On TikTok.
It'll never.
Today I'd go down and interview Dalton Rushing, number one prospect in the Dodgers organization.
And he'd say, well, who is this?
No, he'd be like, I'm a young guy. I understand what's going on here.
And he'd look at you and go, you're not a young guy. I'm not talking to you.
I think
you don't know the first
thing
about
TikTok. He'd look at me and say, this is a youthful type of guy and with good energy. I'll probably help him out. And Dalton Rushing would be my first guess on the prospect files.
What? You talk about potentially having zero viewers.
Really? Baseball people would eat that up.
No, the people who care about Dalton Rushing get plenty of him elsewhere.
Not face to face.
From their organization.
No.
What team's he with?
Dodgers.
There's people in the Dodgers organization that have covered him. If you're a Dodgers fan,
I
speak to this as a Cardinals fan. There's not a single prospect you could write about or do a TikTok with.
Yeah, there is.
That I need to know about.
Of course there is, and you would watch it.
Who would you get?
If I got Tink hints on the prospect files,
I've seen so much of Tink hints.
You would love it.
I've seen so much of
Tink. I wouldn't just ask, hey, what do you think about the Cardinals this year, Tink?
Okay, what would you ask?
I'd come up with more interesting questions.
Give me the first question.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to do that to you for you right now. I feel like I'm being put on the spot and backed into a corner.
What would be a question?
Where you like to go to eat on the road? Something like that.
Oh boy! So
I'm more. More about personality.
Burger King.
More about personality than baseball.
That brings out the personality.
You know what I'm talking about.
I like the Whopper.
Like you doubt my ability to ask people questions.
I like the Whopper. Now what?
What do you get on it, Tink?
See, this is going nowhere.
What a
click, click, click. That's all you're getting.
No, there are baseball accounts that interview big leaguers like, do you remember who was on, who was the starting lineup when you made your debut?
Click.
Do you remember, do you know how many career home runs you had? It's interesting stuff. And trust me. Just trust me.
Click.
Why don't you try something?
What do you mean? I don't care about trying something.
You try something for a change.
For a change? Really?
Yeah.
You're going to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Try something.
Yeah, you put an idea together and put it out there.
I have ideas all the time, and they're usually always implemented.
Well, so are mine.
Tink
for a limited time. Tink hints.
Yeah. Whatever.
Man, can you imagine a couple years ago, Julio Rodriguez on the prospect files on TikTok? 10 million views.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
It'll never happen, folks. But
oh, now it will.
Good luck with it. It'll.
It's the last thing I do at the prospect files.
And if it does happen,
is it at on TikTok?
Look for your three episodes.
I might do seven or eight.
Here is Mike Furches joining us on the IHOP hotline. He's here to talk pop culture and whatever else there is to talk about. Mike, I understand you were involved in the mess last week with Jeff and Jason Duda. I apologize for that.
It was me and David Michael Hahn.
Oh, with David Michael Hahn. I really apologize for that. Sorry you had to endure that.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. David Michael Hahn was a lot of fun. So it was a good show.
Really?
How come you haven't been putting anything in our group text, Mike?
Well, I don't even know how the group text thing works, Jeff. I mean,
you send a text and you send it. That's it. It's just like any other text.
Jeff is needy when it comes to
David, Michael,
that.
Hahn, and me. It's our group text.
What have you been texting about?
Well,
why aren't I included?
Well, now I have an idea what's going on.
You can be in any group text you want, just not that one. You have to create your own group.
What's going on with that one? Why can't
Nothing.
I be
Mike
in it?
Won't, Mike won't put any... We're trying to be encouraging to each other. Like, let's go attack the day, gentlemen. And
really?
You know, I don't do anything like that, but...
I think what you're doing?
Yeah.
Bob, what I got was... I got a text that said, this is a group test. Test. And that's what it said.
No, you're making that up.
I didn't even know where it's from. Well, I didn't know. Well,
there you go.
I
don't blame you.
No, I do.
Well, you need to save my number, and the other person is David Michael Hahn.
Okay.
But I'll get it straightened out for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. And even if I've been doing some research on Shoresy for you, you know, I've been doing
what
research for you, and then you come on blast. It's not even in the top 75 rated shows on Hulu.
No kidding. I mean, it's a Canadian show that is not advertised here in America. You either need to know about Shoresy or you've missed out. I don't know what to say to that.
Well, it sounds like he's not that interested.
Well,
see, that's the problem with guys like you, Mike, and guys like Bob. Well, if it's not critically acclaimed, I'm not going to see it. But if I like something and somebody else doesn't like it, well, then now all of a sudden I don't like it either. And if it's poorly reviewed, I'm not going to see it. And if it's not reviewed, I'm not going to see it. Make your own decisions. What do you think about that?
I watched the first episode and it just didn't catch me.
You're wrong, and I don't know.
Why can't people have a different opinion than you?
Because it's a wrong opinion.
Just because you and Jason Duda like it?
And everybody else, except you two.
You know the combined IQ of you and Jason Duda?
About 290?
I don't care if it's a Canadian show. It's showing a predominantly on a U.S. streaming network called Hulu.
No, it's not. It's showing predominantly on a Canadian television channel called Crave.
Hulu overwhelms that.
Yeah. I've heard of Hulu. I never heard of Crave.
And, man, you got me all excited. I did some research, and I know these actors now.
And
I understand what the show's about, and I've read about it.
Don't take
it personally. It's not even in the top 75 on Hulu.
That's where you came with us.
So I wanted to ask you, Mike, about a movie. And we'll get to the Kevin Costner epic here in a moment, because it doesn't look like it's taken off. But I want your opinion. But a movie that is drawing incredible reviews every time I read about it or somebody comments, and it's animated, but it's Inside Out 2. What are your thoughts?
I love the first Inside Out, and I think the second one's going to be just as good. It's on my I've got to see two more movies this week, and it's on my docket to see along with the Kevin Costner film. So I love the first Inside Out. It was a lot of fun. It was what animation, what I would say, used to be. Not overly political in any way, just a good, entertaining, family-oriented story that has some good things happening to it. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm supposed to see Kevin Costner tonight and then seeing Inside Out tomorrow night. So,
well, you're going to see an American Saga, Chapter 1, Horizon, the first chapter of the Kevin Costner epic about the Great West. And this is something that we all have a lot of faith in Kevin Costner, at least most of us do. Now, that doesn't mean he hasn't been in some things that haven't done well. But for the most part, anything he's been in has been pretty good and acclaimed. But this one doesn't look like it's going to be in that on that list. What do you think? What do you hear?
Well, I have to see it to find out for sure. I've heard mixed reviews on it. I mean, kind of what it sounds like you've heard as well. Some good, some bad. And I kind of wonder, is the American Western, is the Western as we know it, is it dead? Because it looks like it has the makings of one of the best Westerns, I think, since Open Range. The style of movie, the style of Western that it is. So, you know, who knows? I'm hoping good things for it. And it reminds me of a Taylor Sheridan film, which would make sense in that Kevin Costner's works with Sheridan so much over the years. But I'm still looking forward to seeing it simply because I like Kevin Costner and it's hard for him to do wrong for me. Unless he's a hockey player from Canada, then it's another
Jeff,
story.
Forget Shorzy.
I'm not even talking about Shorzy. I'm just disappointed. And it's all right. It's okay. Have you seen
disappointed in what?
I'm just disappointed.
About what?
I told Mike about a couple movies last week and he's
what movies did you tell him
Treasure
about?
Treasure and Tuesday, and because they're not out there, and they're not big budget, and they're not with huge stars in them, and it's just, you know, it's all good. But there is a preview coming out.
I'll guarantee you. Go ahead. 100 times. I guarantee you. I see 100 times more independent films than you do. Which are not.
Thank you, Mike.
100 times zero, still zero.
For putting him in his place. I mean, this is a whiny brat today. Go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, I saw a preview for a Tom Hanks, Robin Wright film called Time, and it looks good. It's like, I don't really know how to describe the concept, if these people are ageless, but it goes through everything in time that has happened in the particular spot where their house is. So obviously their house hadn't been there forever, but they get to like experience these historical, I don't know if events, but they just get to experience history. Seems interesting. Yeah. Robert Zemeckis is heading at this one.
You got me. There's two reasons that film has me, and Tom Hanks is not one of them. Robert Zemeckis and Robin Wright. She is an amazing, talented actress who does not get near enough credit. And so I will see the movie just to see. And I love Robert Zemeckis. I mean, what he did with some of the films that he's done, like Forrest Gump and others, are just, he's an amazing filmmaker. So I'm looking forward to that, Jeff. I have seen the previews and trailers for that. And
no one's gonna be disappointed in that triumvirate of Robin Wright, Tom Hanks, and Robert Zemeckis, because we know what they've done together in the past. I think that movie's going to be a hit.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And And it's nice to see that it's got its own style of movie. It's got its own story. It's not a remake. It's nothing of that nature. It's an original kind of story that I'm looking forward to. Which Robert Zemeckis, if anybody can make those kind of movies, he's one of them. So he's a genius in his own.
And by the way, it's not even called Time. It's called Here.
Whatever.
So how are you supposed to know what the hell you're talking about?
Here in time, time.
No, it's not called Here.
Here over, time over,
it's
whatever.
It's called Here. It's set in the far future, the distant past, and every time period in between. There's a novel written by Richard McGuire that this movie emulates. So it's about a time travel. Certainly not a new concept. Can these folks do it in a way that makes it entertaining? I say I'll give Robert Zemeckis, who's pretty famous for time travel movies.
He is?
Sure, Back to the Future.
Yeah, of course, duh.
You don't know anything.
I knew he did that one.
Mike, thoughts?
Pretty famous time travel movie.
Which one? One
Mike,
or three?
I think Mike's left.
So, Mike, do you know how much I love you?
I know you do, Jeff.
I give you a hard time. You give me grief on this show. I appreciate it. I don't want you to think I mean a single word of it.
I think the world of you. You and Bob and Duda and you know, Tony, the whole bit. And Max. Let's not forget
Max. What about
Max? Well, I just got through saying let's not forget Max.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We've had so many off-air discussions. It's unreal. So... Max and I are probably closer alike than anybody, believe it or not. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That would scare me to death, Mike, but congratulations. I told Jeff in hour number one, because I'm not watching anything currently, I've discovered that if you go to YouTube and they kind of know what you like, you can have a wonderful time just perusing YouTube and watching stuff that you're probably going to really like. And that's what I've been doing lately. I'm sure most people know about that. This isn't like breaking news, but it's a great thing.
YouTube has taken over. I think YouTube in so many ways, and we've talked about this before, I think it's bigger than network television. I've got more friends that watch YouTube and watch certain streaming channels on YouTube than they watch or even know what's showing on CBS or NBC or any of the other major networks. And streaming has taken over. That the day of network power may be done and over. And I'm with you. I can find something I know I'm going to enjoy on YouTube. And they do a good job of the algorithms picking things out for you. So I've got my
Mike,
own
what would be
I watch.
I think you have three no-doubters if you're putting together a Mount Rushmore of websites, and that would be YouTube, Amazon, and Google. Is there a fourth?
Oh, man. I still would throw Netflix in there.
As a website?
Amazon. Yeah, I think so. I think Netflix and Amazon, I think they go back and forth. Are you talking about streaming networks?
No, I'm talking about
websites. I'm talking about just websites that people go to. Amazon, certainly, people go to. I mean, it's
shopping.
Replaced shopping
yeah.
in America, basically, and in the world. Google, we all do our Google searches. YouTube makes sense. The fourth website that people would visit, I don't know what that would be. For me, it would probably be what?
ESPN.com
maybe
might be up there.
Yeah, it might be up there. If you're a sports fan, you probably pick your favorite sports site. I would say ESPN.com would be in that battle, but yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, society has become so polarized. It's really kind of hard to tell. You know, normally I would throw a news channel in there, but the news networks are so divided from one to the other. I mean, there's a huge difference between MSNBC and Fox. And for me, the fact that anyone would get their news sources primarily from either of those two. I'm not even sure TikTok in there because I think a lot of people still go check out
TikTok.
Yeah,
that's a good one. It doesn't have the longevity as the other three, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
Here's a question that I would ask you if we were sitting around a table having dinner, but I'm going to ask you on the radio. And just in generalities, I don't want to get political here. I don't want to, not looking for your views.
Please, that's not.
Is America a good place in 10 years?
Yeah, I think so. I'm still optimistic. There's America's more than a political agenda. You know, America's a kid playing baseball up here at McAdams Park through the week and seeing that look on his face when he gets a hit. America is in part, we'll see it tomorrow night with kids and families getting together for a 4th of July network and celebration. So America's a lot more than a political agenda. If we would only go back to those things and throw that political stuff out the window and find the areas that we can agree. If we just focused on areas where we could agree on, wouldn't this world be such a better place? But even with that problem that we seem to be polarized with each other, there's still a lot of good, you know. We just finished celebrating Juneteenth, and you can, again, another celebration in McAdams Park or other places that we can go and become a part of each other's culture. I live in Little Mexico, what we call Little Mexico here in Wichita. And I was just talking with my neighbor yesterday, a beautiful Guatemalan lady. And, she, you know, she's checking up on me, how are we doing, and how's my health? And she's been praying for me. And so that's America. That's the America that I think still exists and is the reason so many people still want to come here and be here. We have our faults, but I'm grateful that there's a lot of countries I don't live in. So, and that's just happening.
All right, good perspective.
Well said, Mike.
Mike, always appreciate you. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk next week. Take care, guys.
Mike Furches.
See ya.
Our buddy. On to talk pop culture with us on a weekly basis. We'll take a break. We've got an hour left. It's Bob and Jeff. Don't forget the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. IHOP, there are 2x2x2 specials where you can get 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 slices of bacon, a couple pancakes for a very reasonable price at IHOP. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.